Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? There is balm in Gilead. Tell your neighbor, there is balm in Gilead. Oh, tell your neighbor, I mean it. Tell your neighbor, I mean it. There is balm in Gilead. And our healing balm is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he's among his people, restoring the health of his people. That is why I want you to call your name and say, no more bondage. Amen. Call your name and say, no more bondage. Say it four times to yourself. Four times. Anytime you have a problem that refuses to go, anytime you have a problem that refuses to go, any frustration, any condition that refuses to change, you have gone to all the connections you have to help you financially. They turn you down. You have gone to all the places. Hallelujah. The condition refuses to change. You are looking for money. Nobody is helping you. What people do is to go and join cult. Is to go and join a secret society. No, don't do that. You have a sickness. Doctors refuse. They say there is no cure. Doctors. You take medicine. Oh, every time malaria, fever, typhoid malaria. It refuses to go. Pains everywhere, refuse to go. Amen. Even the doctor will say it is incurable. Some people will then take off and go to Babalawo native doctor. Ha! I'm talking of people who are supposed to be Christians, so that's why he say, is there no balm in Gilead? There is the healing balm in Gilead. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And that healing power is still available now. And that healing is not only healing from sicknesses and pains in the body. It includes any aspect of your life that is not as it should be. Including your finances, your business, your market. How can you have market? Other people have the same market, their own they sell. Your own know they sell. You are selling car, your car has been parked there for 2 years. Nobody come price out. It's a sickness. It's a sickness, so. Hallelujah. I have confirmed that there is balm in Gilead. And I have confirmed that this Jesus we serve answers prayers. If I don't confirm, amen. If I don't confirm it, I will not preach it. If I didn't know Jesus is real, I wouldn't even follow him, I won't go to church. And I started going to church only after I confirmed that Jesus is real in 1989. And after I confirmed, I began to seek to know, who is this Jesus? He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our God. When you call upon him, he answers. Stand up and let us drop one body before him now. We came here. Tell the Lord why you came here today. Stand up. Let's see whether he will answer or not. Who has the final say over our lives? Shout his name again. Shout his name again. Shout his name again.